Good morning. We're learning Chayodom, Klal Vav, Siman Dalet. So how long do you have the answer remains? You said the answer remains immediately after the bracha is finished. You actually have up to technically deeper to answer remain. But what about this situation where you come in and you didn't answer remain immediately, but there's other people answering remain? So the Chayodom now addresses that situation. Kol Zaman Shereiv HaTzibur Oinin Omein. As long as the majority of the tzibur is still answering amen, chashuv ki'ilo hamavorech esayim habracha, ki amen hu mitzorech habracha. We look at amen really as an extension of the bracha. You'll find that's why Sfaradim, when they say the bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen, they say Brei Pri HaGafen, because even though at the end of a sentence you change the segel from a segel to a komatz. Since over here the last thought is not really the word gef, and the last thought is the word amein, so gef is not the end of the thought. I'm not sure why they don't say matzilach amin ha'eretz, but even so, that would be, even though there's an amein afterwards, there's an element of pause over there. So I'm not sure I understand that. We find that people who are makbid get to make sure somebody answers amein to their bracha, because amen is considered in some way giving a stamp of finality and significance to the bracha. So you can answer amen together with the tzibur, even though the person who finished a bracha a little while back already, and you are just answering amen now, when the tzibur is still answering amen, it's still like the bracha is continuing, you'll be able to answer amen together with the tzibur. However, but it's already the to the point where the majority of the tzibur has finished answering, saying amen. Alpha bishaksas yechidim adaim marichim ben yosan havikilu kvar saim hamavorich. Even though there's some individuals are still extending their amen longer, but since the majority of the tzibur has finished saying amen, it's like the bracha has ended. And once the bracha has ended, if you do not answer amen right away, it's like answering amen to a non-statement. It's not connected to the statement. So also as lanus, you cannot answer amen under those circumstances. The kol sheino oina take of achra siyam hamavarech nikra amen yisayim. So again, this we mentioned in the last siman, the idea of amen yisayim, that an amen which is not connected to the bracha. And one example of that we gave was the person paused before he says amen. And here he's saying that this another way where a person's pausing, even though the tzibur is extending the amen, if the majority of the tzibur has finished, it will be considered amen yisayim, and he cannot answer amen. But if the majority of the tzibur is still answering amen, and he just walks in, then he can answer amen with them. Or if he was there and he just didn't answer amen immediately for whatever reason, he could answer amen as well. Now, in the next siman, he's going to talk about what the case we gave, the other case, a person walks in, wants to answer amen without hearing the bracha. So do you do so? So yuzer kol adam shishma habracha, kei lanas amen. It's preferable to hear the actual bracha to be able to answer amen. Well, yisrach hamash yodeya eza bracha mevorachim. You do not rely on the fact that you know where they're holding. Which was made the chatchila as to be a tefillah to be moitzi other people. So even though you're not being yotze now, but it was set up in the format of a tefillah which is going to be moitzi other people. To be moitzi other people, it's not enough to know where you're at. It's going to require you to be able to actually hear the bracha. Oshalanus elim kein shama. In such a type of a tefillah, you only answer amen if you actually heard the bracha. So therefore, even though we do say b'di'evet, if you knew where the bracha is, which bracha it is, you could answer amen. But the chachil, it's perfect. Make sure that you should be able to hear in order to be able to answer amen appropriately. Now, v'meni yudei eza kol eza bracha mevorachim afilu bebrichas anehenin osur lanois. But if you're not sure what bracha they're saying, even not in the case of shun esrei chazar sashatz. But in general, a person hears a bracha, he's not sure what bracha was said. So the example I gave, a person walks in and he's not sure which bracha they're at, he can't answer amen. So this is another example of amen yisayim. It's in a main which is not connected to the bracha. A person walks in and says, I believe it's true. What? I don't know. Whatever. That's not a main. It's not saying that this is true. He doesn't know what the this is. So that's also called a main yisoyma. And again, the Gemara says that a main yisoyma is something which is really very punishable. The Mora says that you should say, we should don't overpower the Mavorech, say the Amen at the same level of intensity as the Mavorech. So we're therefore going to now praise Hashem, and the Rama Mashmo Yachtov, we're going to raise the Mekadosh Baruch Hu's name together. The exception, if we're saying, if you're answering loudly in order to call people's attention to the Bracha and answer, so then it's permitted. And Amen Yeshmei Rabba, which Chazal said, if you say it with all of your intensity, if there's an evil decree, it will be removed. So for that, the person's allowed to answer, say Amen Yeshmei Rabba louder than the one who's saying Kaddish. But in general, a person should not say his responses louder than the one who's saying the tefillah that he's responding to, which we should look like we're doing it together, not that I'm trying to overpower you and say it louder than you. Have a good morning.